This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. Peru's Congress swore in a new president Wednesday after a day of sweeping political drama. You get more on the story from Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner.
Peru's Congress voted to oust President Pedro Castillo in an impeachment trial on Wednesday, just hours after he plunged the country into a constitutional crisis by attempting to dissolve the legislature by decree. Ignoring Castillo's attempt, lawmakers moved ahead with the previously planned impeachment trial. The result was announced with loud cheers, and the legislature called for Vice President Dina Boluarte to take office, who was later sworn in as interim president. The ex-president has since been detained by police and accused of the crime of rebellion for breaking the constitutional order, according to Peru's public ministry.
It was Freddie Joyner reporting. Mourners gathered Thursday for the funeral of three Palestinians killed during an Israeli army raid in the West Bank. The Israeli military said it was carrying out an arrest raid in the flashpoint city of Jenin in the northern West Bank when forces came under fire and then responded with live fire. More than 140 Palestinians have been killed in Israeli-Palestinian fighting in the West Bank and East Jerusalem this year, making 2022 the deadliest year since 2006. The Israeli army says most of the Palestinians killed have been militants. A Mozambican court on Wednesday found a former president's son and 10 others guilty on charges related to a $2 billion hidden debt scandal that crashed the southern African nation's economy, sentencing them each to more than 10 years in prison. Amando Ndambai Gwenbuza, son of the former president Amando Gwenbuza, sentenced to 12 years in prison for his role in the scandal. For more news, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Immigration rights groups have argued that the use of Title 42 unjustly harms people fleeing persecution and that the pandemic was a pretext used by the Trump administration to curb immigration. We get more on the story from the AP's Lisa Dwyer.
The U.S. government says it will appeal a court ruling that would lift asylum restrictions that have become the cornerstone of border enforcement. The Homeland Security Department says it would file an appeal with the U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia, challenging a November ruling that ordered the Biden administration to lift Trump-era restrictions. The rule first took effect on March 2020, denying migrants the right to seek asylum under U.S. and international law on grounds of preventing the spread of COVID-19. It has been used to expel migrants more than 2.4 million times. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
U.S. President Joe Biden is calling again for a ban on so-called assault weapons. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has that story.
Just simple common sense.
Nearly 10 years after the massacre at Sandy Hook Elementary School in Newtown, Connecticut, the president spoke at a vigil honoring victims of gun violence at a Washington, D.C. church, praising advocates while lamenting the recurrence of mass shootings that spur them, like the one at Robb Elementary School in Uvalde, Texas.
We've seen you turn pain into purpose. Together, we've made some important progress. Most significant gun law passed in 30 years, but still not enough. Still not enough.
I'm Ben Thomas.
Scientists have discovered the oldest known DNA. The AP's Ed Donahue reports.
It reveals what life was like 2 million years ago in the northern tip of Greenland. Study author Eska Villerslev says the previous record was DNA from a mammoth tooth.
But this is a recovery of an entire ecosystem, right? So both plants and animals that are 2 million years old.
Greenland today is a barren Arctic desert. 2 million years ago, it was a lush landscape of trees and vegetation with an array of animals.
We find things like mastodon, which are extinct elephants, and they have never been found in Greenland or that far north before.
Researchers were able to get genetic information out of small damaged bits of DNA. The DNA also showed traces of animals, including geese, hares, reindeer, and lemmings. I'm Ed Donahue.
Britain's conservative government has approved the country's first new coal mine in three decades. Environmentalists have condemned the decision as a leap backwards in the fight against climate change. As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website, VOAnews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown reporting by remote. VOA News.